Just south of IU's campus is the Elm Heights neighborhood. It is one of Bloomington's dozen or so residential areas that are commonly referred to as the core neighborhoods.
In a lot of ways, the neighborhoods are smarter than we are because they have this built-up, embedded pattern.
That's Jim Rosenberger, a local architect and Bloomington resident of more than 30 years, who opposes the new changes to the UDO. One of the most controversial measures being considered is legalizing duplexes in most of the core neighborhoods where they are currently not allowed.
When you institute something that's in policy for a neighborhood that is already sliding toward all rental, homebuyers, I think, will just be turned off.
Rosenberger and many others against the zoning changes don't want the neighborhoods exposed to more rental turnover or to attract outside investors.
To have a neighborhood like Elm Heights overrun by students is not a good promotion of density in general. Someone or corporation would say, rental house, Bloomington, Indiana, great market, comes in, says, I'm going to do duplexes, I want 30 houses. The way I understand it, once an investor starts to invest in that direction, they get to keep going.
This has been a constant concern throughout the UDO proposal process. People on both sides of the issue agree that Bloomington needs more housing, and a large chunk of it should be affordable. But they disagree on where that housing should go. Former president of the Bryan Park Neighborhood Association, Jan Sorby, believes the neighborhoods should be protected.
Our core is the old neighborhoods that really exemplify how our city grew, how we became a city. So they're very precious.
She says opening up these areas to more plexes sends the wrong message.
I think it'll make it infinitely easier to create more rentals when we really need workforce housing and affordable housing.
Sorby says plexes could very well be the correct approach for creating a more affordable housing market, but placing them in existing residential nodes is the problem.
They are not intended to be scattered everywhere. They're intended to be a bridge between single family and a higher, taller building.
Both Sorby and Rosenberger say a village center development, like the one surrounding the East Hillside Drive and Henderson Street intersection, is a better model.
It makes sense. People who want to live in a higher density area, they're happy to do it for the trade-off of having a coffee shop next door.
Although the city does favor densifying areas with village centers in its comprehensive plan, the potential UDO changes extend well beyond that. In 2019, the same proposal was on the table to approve plexes in the core neighborhoods, but it was rejected after strong community opposition.
Citizens really rejected this idea. It's been said elections have consequences and that the city council makeup has changed.
From that rejection to this newly packaged consideration to add plexes again, the city council underwent an election cycle. Council members Matt Flaherty and Kate Rosenberger were elected. Both members support plexes as means of creating more affordable options. But they are not alone. Several more officials and community members, like Deborah Meyerson, support this change in local zoning.
If the number of people who want to live in a neighborhood increases by a certain amount, allowable density should increase by that amount.
These new changes were also supported by the majority of the Plan Commission during its debates this spring, as Plan Commissioner Karen St. John mentions.
The UDO is living and breathing, and we can change this. But if we're going to do it, let's give it our all and see if it works.
No final decisions have been made yet. The City Council still has time to make any last-minute adjustments before it will cast its final vote on the measure in the coming weeks. For WFIU News, I'm Ethan Burks.